Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Access Astrology. We are three astrologers that are fascinated by how astrology unfolds as the week progresses and how it unfolds in our daily life, in our hearts, in the world around us, in our metaphysical situation. And tonight, this is Heather Rowan Robbins. I'm speaking to you from Taos, New Mexico. Mark Waltz was just on the line, but I had technical difficulties getting on the line, and I'm hoping that he comes back on. And I believe Ann Ortley is still traveling. The three of us will be doing a workshop together in the first weekend in March, March 11th in New York City, and on finding joy and resource in your charts. Contact any one of us for more information. And our emails are on our Access Astrology forecast. And Mark Waltz, are you there?
Hello, Heather. Hi, it's Mark.
Hi, how are you?
I guess you were just talking about March 11, March 12.
Yes.
Good. Yeah,
I'm very excited about our workshop coming up.
Yeah.
And I am here in Taos on Días de los Muertos, and walking into the Guadalajara grill today for my poblanos. The most beautiful altar to the ancestors was set up. And I got there right before lunch hour, and the staff, who does not speak English much, was making beautiful food to put in front of the pictures of all of their relatives. That was a staff altar, and I thought that was just so lovely.
Nice.
And so Scorpio.
Great.
And I am down here visiting with a friend who is on hospice and is doing pretty well today, but has weeks or months to live. And we wanted to see each other before she was part of my beloved dead. You know, we're sort of doing the ceremonies ahead of time. So it's been really good to be here.
Yeah, sounds good.
Now, the moon is in Aries tonight. People are
right.
Kind of energized. And I gather New York City has been through some real difficulties this week with the terrorist, the car that ran over people. And what's been your experience of that?
I'm sorry to say it's becoming not a shock to people that these things happen.
Mm-hmm. Right. It's painful and there. And it's the arbitrariness of it that I think can be so outrageous.
Yeah.
And it's interesting that it happened. Have you gotten a birth information on the fellow who did it?
No.
No,
I haven't
either. Pisces moon yesterday, leaving people feeling victimized and vulnerable, I can imagine.
Yes.
If it had happened today with the moon in Aries, people would have been very flammable in their response. And I think today we're seeing more inflammation.
Yeah.
But it's been pretty intense. We have both Venus and Mars in Libra now, and longing for fairness, but longing for fairness doesn't always mean that we can, I think that the individual psychology of someone who would go on a murderous rampage is, we really need to see the aspects to their chart, because they're not just sometimes you can see clearly that they're living out the aspects, but so often it feels so strange. And I know that many of the people that do this, lash out like that, do it because they don't feel there's any reasonable way to have fairness for what they perceive as fairness in the world, even though that may or may not be true.
Yeah, I'm sure that's involved. I don't know when we'll find out his date of birth. There seems to be some question where exactly he may have come from.
Right.
I mean, we know that he came here from Uzbekistan, but there was some question of
what the psychological condition.
Yeah. So
Venus is opposing Uranus this weekend, and that does stir up all kinds of social and emotional excitement.
It would have been better for Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
It would have been better for Halloween.
It was a fairly quiet Halloween, considering, because it was the moon in Pisces. You know, some tender moments, and I heard some good experiences, but it wasn't as wild as. How was the Halloween, the parade down in Greenwich Village?
I don't know. I would assume it was somewhat subdued because it came on the top of the attack. So I think I wasn't there.
And that can be one of the wildest parades in the country. The Greenwich Village Halloween parade.
It used to be, but it's kind of commoditized now.
Oh, really?
It's fun anyway, yeah. You know, back in the day, it was very, very loosely organized. And it was, I think, a lot more fun because you never knew what was going to happen. But now, especially now, they don't want any surprises. You know, everything is very well regimented.
Yeah.
There are reasons for that, too, you know, in the last few years.
We stepped into the parade and walked the length of the parade when I was there, decades ago. Because you could, and it was a lot more interesting to see, instead of in the back of the crowd, in the middle of the parade if you were in costume.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I was a Baltic Sun Goddess, I believe, at that time.
I marched a couple of times with the Bread and Puppet Theater. That was fun.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah.
That's wonderful. Politics and costume together.
Right.
Bread and Puppet's pretty amazing. Have you ever been up to their Vermont experience?
Yes, actually, I was there years ago, and we went this summer as well. We made a trip to Vermont. Yeah.
I'd love to see that again.
It's
an experience. The very clarion experience, very collective people working through life issues in a beautiful puppeteering kind of way. They do a version of that in Minneapolis, the Bare Bones show, and the whole community gets together and the kids get involved and they put on a politically oriented philosophical version, and May Day Parade, and they do a Scorpio and a Taurus version. And I think usually the Bread and Puppets in Leo, so it's an interesting fixed sign process. So Venus opposed Uranus. It's a good weekend to pull out your art supplies, to meet new people, to have gatherings, to be sociable.
Yeah, especially spontaneous,
right,
spontaneous gatherings. If you get
if
somebody says, "Hey, let's do something," this is a good time to do it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Venus Uranus. Sometimes people break up, and they don't need to. So I just ask people to see what they can do to fix things first. Like, they know they want different, but they don't need to be dead, divorced, or, you know, let's start with the minor version, because Venus Uranus opposition, they can fall in love, they can fall out of love, but it may be temporary.
Let it be a
range of motion exercise.
If you're in a relationship, it's a good aspect to find something unusual in your partner.
Right.
Or have your partner
can do something unusual together.
You didn't expect. Yeah.
Exploring together.
Go jump out of an airplane or something, you know.
Together.
together.
Even to go to a different coffee shop together. You know, just let that breath come in. So we have several people on the line. None of them have raised your hands. You have to hit 1 to let us know that you would like to be online, and then we can answer a question of yours, particularly if you haven't been online in the last couple of weeks. We'd love to hear from you and see what we can do to answer a question. If you're listening and you want to ask us a question, you can call us at 347 347-215-8881. That's 347-215-8881.
And then press
now
number one.
And then press number one, yes. And we have, the sun has just got through its conjunction to Jupiter. And often anything that activates Jupiter is an interesting revelation and liberation. And since Jupiter has entered Scorpio, we've had one, you know, scandal about, you know, sexual misconduct after the other. Now apparently it's sweeping through the English government as well as through American film. I wish it would sweep through American government. They need to do some cleanup work there too. I'm also seeing a bit of the witch hunt, which can be part of the Scorpio process. It's wonderful that we are freed by honesty and exposing hidden problems. But how do they then open up the process and not do it in a way that to really say what will improve their world and the world around them? But I think it's an important discussion that's coming up. It's very powerful with that Jupiter in Scorpio. It's also the indictment of our American politicians came as Jupiter and the Sun conjunct. And I think we've only just begun a process of liberation of the truth through that.
Yeah.
So I see someone has raised their hands. Hello, 826, you're on the line. How can we help you?
Hi, how are you? Good evening. My name is Paula.
Good evening.
My date.
Hi, Paula.
Good evening. How are you?
And when were you born, Paula?
8/23/1967. 10:20 p.m. in Buenos Aires, Argentina.
Wonderful. Buenos. And thank you. You know how to answer our question there.
Yes. And I live in New Jersey now. I don't know if that matters.
Okay.
And okay,
do you have a question for us?
Yes. I would like to know if you see anything as far as career or work within the next 6 months.
Okay. And you are a fellow Virgo, Moon, and Aries, like I am.
Yes.
And do you work with astrology yourself?
No.
Okay.
I'm into it, but I don't
know
much about it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, wonderful. It's interesting that you're asking now. The moon at this very moment is in Aries within 4 degrees of your moon. So it's a wonderful time to talk about you. And I see that you have a Virgo moon in Aries with a 0-degree Taurus rising, which means that Jupiter has just entered your seventh house of partnerships, and that's work partnership, love partnership, relationships. And you have Jupiter, Neptune, Mars, Jupiter there natally. And Jupiter suggests that you going through your seventh house, that there's a change in who you work with or an expanding of who you work with, and that can be really useful to you. Now, what was your particular question about your work? Are you in the midst of looking for a new job?
Yes,
or
I'm in the midst of looking. Yes, I'm definitely in the midst of looking for a new job.
And what kind of work do you do?
I work in communications. I do production, television, music. I'm a producer, executive producer.
Yeah, good moon in Aries that you are. And you work well behind the scenes, though quite intensely. Your progressed moon is in Aquarius, going through the 10th house. So I don't see this is the time for you to be as visible as you can. And you're in the next 8 months, I think it's important to expand your connections as much as possible. because your progressive moon heads into Pisces, into the 11th house, and you want to sort of not sit back, but focus more on, you know, having a social life and having a life. Right now, you're right in the middle of your work, but it's about networking, and you can get a little impatient with networking. You just hate to see people do things, something badly in front of you. You'll, like, take it over.
Right.
But working the group, rather, you know, training the team to work for you rather than taking it over and doing it all yourself is a really important part of your work. Pluto is just pulling away from its square to your moon. Last couple of years, Pluto square to your moon might have been very hard. I think you were might have been distracted from your work because of your own emotional issues and family issues, or because of behind-the-scenes power struggles.
Yes, definitely.
And you're
it was kind of tough.
And you're ready now. Really tough. It was that aspect sucks. And so, you know, I hit my highly technical term there. But it looks like you're really reentering your life now. And but you need to kind of bring your attention back to it. And you'll have more options over this next year with new people to work with, but you have to work your network and help people feel like you're a team player again. It feels like you kind of cut off people from your connection and didn't make them feel that if you succeed, they succeed. And that sort of limited some of your options. And now coming back in and saying, you know, my success makes you look good. You know, we all work, we can work, do this together.
Right, definitely. I just felt like that there was no growth opportunity because everybody kind of wanted to stay small. So I wanted to branch out and do something kind of
you're ready to
bigger
out.
And more inclusive.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. But you want to, where you're working, you need to keep it friendly enough so it reflects well on you while you do that.
Right.
But, yes, I think it's time for you to, absolutely. There's new people coming into your life as of a few weeks ago. And you have a whole year with Jupiter in your seventh house. Okay?
That's fantastic. Thank you so much. I really appreciate
it. And it
any comments,
it
Mark,
feel,
you want to add?
Yeah, it should feel like you're getting back to work and connecting with people. Like, that'll feel like that's a big part of the process, is being able to share ideas and kind of brainstorm and have some ideas that it doesn't matter if they're going to work out or not. It's the fun aspect of sort of cooking with other people.
Right. Which I've been reaching out to my network a lot. It's just like in my industry, there have been a ton of changes, a lot of power struggles, a ton of changes.
Yeah.
And, you know, a lot of the players are gone now, and there's new people coming in.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's trying to find their place. So it's a little bit of chaos, but it's sort of like there was a cleanup, and now we have to rebuild.
Yep.
So I'm reaching
out
to everybody.
But your enthusiasm, you have when you're on, and you're intense.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
You are good at the details, and you make things happen. And I think the new people need to see that. And you will find a place in this new in the new form.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Yay,
finally.
Definitely, absolutely.
That'll be a connector.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you so much.
Well, you have a wonderful time. Good luck. And,
thank you.
And just feel that new expansion of working with people at a much bigger level. It's interesting. The people that are your equals now are holding back. The people that are on the same level with you. They're not necessarily your equals. Look for the people that are higher up, that are bigger minded, that are more expansive, that are bigger projects, because they're the ones that are going to appreciate you.
Okay. Sounds great.
Okay.
I will do that.
So far.
Yes, absolutely.
Good.
Thank
Wonderful.
You so much.
Okay.
Thank
Have
you.
A great
Take
evening.
Care.
Thank you. Bye.
You too. Wonderful. And You know, that for those people, wherever Jupiter is walking through your chart, if you know where Jupiter is, it brings an expansion. And you have to be careful what you expand. When Jupiter's on your ascendant, you can gain weight. You expand. But it can walk through your house and help you. You know, it's moving from my second house to my third house. So I hope it expands my writing and my communication. And, you know, Mark, how do you say people could work with their Jupiter and come to our workshop in spring? Because we'll be talking about
Jupiter. Yeah, definitely. Jupiter shows, as you mentioned, where there's room for expansion. It gives a big energy for expansion, but it's also fairness. And so in kind of a rebalancing of things. It can get out of balance, but it strives to pull everything into balance as it goes. So, you know, look and see where it is in your chart and what planets it's hooking up to, and you'll get a sense of where you can just throw yourself into something bigger, and you'll get support for it.
And I think your point about balance is so important, because Jupiter can overdo things.
Right.
And when it's in your first house, you want to be more visible in the world. You want to expand your world, but you don't want to eat too much and expand yourself too much.
Yeah.
You know, or you don't want to overpower other people and make them feel bad. Jupiter is in your second house. You might have some more money, but you might also have many more bills. So don't overspend. Enjoy what's coming to you in the material world, but don't overspend. Jupiter's third house, more conversation.
Fewer.
But don't waste all your time talking instead of doing, for instance.
Right.
Go ahead.
And see the imbalances as they develop, and Jupiter will help to rebalance. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So if you find that you're getting out of balance in something, it's just from enthusiasm, right? When it's Jupiter involved, the reason for the out of balance is enthusiasm, and that's very easy to work with. You know, you just recognize it and say, okay, let's just dial it back a little, and it's all good.
And that's beautiful. And on that note, if you would like to work on a workshop this spring in March, March 11th, I believe, Saturday.
10 and 11. I think it's 10 and 11.
10 and 11.
Yeah,
On 10 and 11, two-day workshop on how to look for resources, for joy, for possibilities, for what you have to work in the world with. We'll be talking about that in New York City, two-day workshop. Contact one of us, and we'll make sure that you're in on the roll. Now, we're going to say goodnight. This is Heather Rowan Robbins speaking to you from Taos, New Mexico. And signing off.
And Mark Waltz signing
Mark?
Off from New York. Good. Thank you, Heather.
Wonderful.
Thank you all for
listening. Take care.
Bye now.
Bye. Good night.